This is Akashvani, the news read by Priya Badu. The government today approved the continuation of Atal Pension Yojana till the year 2030-31 along with extension of funding support for promotional and developmental activities. The scheme was launched in May 2015 with the objective of providing old age income security to workers in the unorganized sector. The decision was taken during a cabinet meeting held under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi today. Over 8 crore 66 lakh subscribers have been enrolled so far under the scheme, making it a cornerstone of country's inclusive social security framework. The government has also approved an equity support of 5,000 crore rupees to the Small Industries Development Bank of India during the cabinet meeting today. This move is expected to benefit over 25,74,000 new MSME beneficiaries. Employment generation is also projected to increase by 1 crore 12 lakh till the end of financial year 2027-28. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar said that it is more imperative than ever for nations to collaborate on shared challenges, particularly in combating terrorism. Dr. Jayashankar made these remarks during the opening session of talks with his Spanish counterpart, Jose Manuel Alvarez Bueno, in New Delhi today. He said that both India and Spain are victims of terrorism. Dr. Jayashankar said that India will host the Artificial Intelligence Impact Summit 2026 in New Delhi next month. He highlighted that India's approach to AI is human-centric, inclusive, and focused on responsible and ethical values, which closely align with Europe's approach. The minister said that India and Spain have designed 2026 as a dual year of culture, tourism, and AI. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings to the people of Meghalaya, Tripura, and Manipur on their statehood day today. India and the European Union are on the cusp of signing a free trade agreement, said European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, describing it as the mother of all agreements. She and European Council President Antonio Costa will be on a state visit to India from January 25 to 27. They will be chief guests at the Republic Day celebrations before jointly co-chairing the India-EU summit. Chief Election Commissioner Ganesh Kumar said that the booth-level officers are the foundational pillar of the electoral democracy in the country. Addressing the India International Conference on Democracy and Election Management 2026 in New Delhi today, Mr. Kumar highlighted country's ancient democratic system, called the delegates to notice the stupa and the Ashoka pillar in the conference backdrop, which are popularly associated with the early foundations of democratic thought dating back to around 600 BCE. Nearly 100 international delegates representing over 70 countries from across the world are participating in the 3 days conference. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan emphasized on a governance model that respects countries' civilizational roots, values its heritage and culture, and delivers development. He was speaking at the 7th commemoration day of Sri Shivkumar Mahaswami at Sri Siddhganga Mutt in Tumkuru today in Karnataka. Environment, Forest and Climate Change Ministry today organized a mass singing of Vande Mataram as part of Phase 2 of the commemoration of 150 years of the national song. The event is part of a broader nationwide commemorative program to celebrate 150 years of Vande Mataram. Indian origin Sunita Williams, one of the most accomplished astronauts in the history of human space flight, has retired from the American Space Agency NASA after an illustrious career spanning over 27 years. Her most unexpected chapter came in 2024. What was planned as a short test flight aboard Boeing Starliner turned into a grueling 9-month mission. Alongside astronaut Butch Wilmore, Williams adapted, endured, and delivered, returning safely in March 2025, marking the conclusion of a journey defined by endurance, leadership, and scientific excellence. Across her career, Sunita Williams logged 286 days in space, completed 9 spacewalks, totaling over 62 hours, and became the most spacewalking woman in history. She even ran a marathon in space. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Greenland is not a natural part of Denmark, calling it a legacy of colonialism that violates the spirit of the UN Charter. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.